ladies and gentlemen, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Gordon England.
The Pentagon Memorial will draw thousands and in time millions of people to this hallowed place. It will inspire all those who visit to remember, to reflect, to learn, and to find comfort and inner peace.
Sergeant First Class John J. Shada, United States Army, retired. Rosa Maria Chapa.
Ladies and gentlemen, at 8:46 a.m., the North Tower of the World Trade Center was struck in New York City. Today at the Pentagon, we honor the lives lost in New York City, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and here at the Pentagon, with 2,998 flags displayed in the Pentagon's south parking lot. Let us now pause and join all Americans in a national moment of silence. Thank you. We will now resume our tribute to those lost at the Pentagon.
David M. Charleboy.
We gather to dedicate this ground where a great building became a battlefield, where stone became dust, steel became shrapnel, where flame, smoke, and destruction stole the lives of 184 men, women, and children. This memorial tells the story of their last terrible moments on this earth, moments when families were destroyed, when a symbol of America's strength was scarred, and when our country became, in the words of an American poet, acquainted with the night.
There are no words, there is no song. Is there a balm that can heal these wounds that will last a lifetime long?
7 years ago, at this hour, a doomed airliner plunged from the sky, split the rock and steel of this building, and changed our world forever. The years that followed have seen justice delivered to evil men and battles fought in distant lands. But each year on this day, our thoughts return to this place. Here we remember those who died. And here on this solemn anniversary, we dedicate a memorial that will enshrine their memory for all time.